You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. It is still cold. I'm sorry.
No, it's not.
I've become wussy in my old age.
Yeah.
I'm tired of being cold.
Turn the page.
Todd.
What can I do for you?
Well, I wish I grew a beard like you. Then I'd be warmer.
Mm-hmm. So I was telling Todd this morning, you know, because he, with St. Baldrick's, shaved his head and beard. You know, he sends those pictures out for our Facebook.
Oh, I didn't see him.
And I was looking, he was in one of them yesterday with the medals.
I didn't see that either.
Okay. The coins, I mean.
Oh, I saw, here you mean.
Yeah.
I thought you were getting your head shaved.
No. Yeah.
Oh.
No, I want to say I came in this morning, I'm looking at those coins, I'm like, who the hell is that guy?
Yeah.
And I looked, I said, oh, that's Todd.
Yeah, so, that's anyway, true. You do look a lot different.
You do.
Absolutely, and I'm at a point right now where I have to decide if I'm going to keep it
which
this way.
Which way? Yeah. Right. You know, I kind of dig this look you
and
got going.
And I will say that's kind of the look too, right now, like this day and age.
You know who else you look a little bit like this?
Who?
Great movie. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know his name. Nobody knows his name. What's his name? Nobody knows. He's one of those guys. Okay. But he was, you know who the bad guy was? He was the guy we had as a birthday the other day. And I said, he always plays bad guys.
Oh yeah.
I think it was called The Assassin. He was a hitman.
Now he looks,
No. You got to look this up. This guy was a hitman, but he was a nice hitman. Okay.
Yeah, there's
and
be.
This young girl, this little girl,
killer?
Natalie Portman, I think. Okay, was like 10 years old. And she was going back to her dad's apartment, her family's apartment, and stuff was going on, and her dad, who was a drug dealer, was getting murdered. Mm. So she just kept walking because she, you know what I mean? She's carrying her groceries, and that guy let her in. Okay.
Oh.
So he went after those guys. He took care of her and went after those guys. Todd looks a lot like the guy that was the assassin.
Okay, I think he looks like the guy. His birthday was maybe a month or two ago. He's on a crime thing.
Of course, a crime thing.
No.
Come on.
I thought you were serious. You know that like sex crimes or something? It's at New York, not L.A. Law.
CSI?
You know who I'm talking about? The guy was just on here. It was his birthday. You guys got a picture of him. Crimes in this city are, and they, oh, okay, I'll think about it. You guys, he looks like him. He's an actor. It was his birthday, and he plays like a detective on this.
In a TV show?
Yeah.
NYPD Blues? Sipowicz?
No. Todd, you know who I'm talking about, but you're just...
Dennis Franz? Let me go take care of that.
We got to... Could we do a contest?
What kind of contest?
Put your picture up.
Yeah? And then what?
Tell us, we want the people, the best, who does Todd look like?
Yeah, you guys...
Wins a major award.
I'm right.
Jim's going to be all about this now.
I am.
Yeah.
It was his birthday. I said, I don't know who that guy is. And he put his picture up. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know who he is. And it's a TV
show. You got me
on
that one.
It's a crime show. And a lot of times they do, it's like crimes on like sexual abuse. And you know the show I'm talking about?
Nope.
There's the ladies very famous. Oh, come on. Okay. All right. We're going to move on.
Right.
I'm going to find it during the break.
All right.
Anyway, he looks exactly like him. And he's a very famous actor.
Okay.
On TV.
So can we put your picture up?
I got to find one to put up. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Prize all package, right. People. Check out our live stream. And who does Todd look like these
who's
days?
Who's going to decide?
I am.
Well, then you put up the prize.
happy, was it Wednesday to you? 23 degrees in Green Bay, 30 in Appleton. Really, I'm surprised. 28 in Oshkosh. It just feels cold outside, doesn't it?
Definitely colder up here than it is down there.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Noticed that when I got out of the car.
You've been on a cruise with 90 degrees for, okay, we've been sliding through this.
I just, It's refreshing. There's no ice.
Refreshing. I'll give it refreshing. I'll rip some more of that peeling skin off your face.
It's, you know,
it'll be refreshing.
The last 2 days, Jim, lots of comments. You got to start using sunscreen. They're worried about you.
I know.
Very worried about
Mom.
You.
Yes, Mom. Okay, Donna. Yeah.
Well, we don't want to lose you.
Yeah.
You
all
know
right,
what, though? Nice. I'm going to tell you a story, though. I'm going to tell you something that was really tragic in a certain way that turned out to be okay. My dad, we had this little trailer we used to, like, hunt out of, you know, mm-hmm. one of those little tag, you know, pull, you know, one of those
right.
everybody's had one of those little trailers. And something happened with the gas. I don't know. It must have been propane, right, in those things? I don't even know. I would imagine.
Yeah.
What would you use for the lights and everything? Yeah. So, anyway, or kerosene. I don't know. One of the two. But either anyway, he was out, like, cutting wood or whatever at this lot we had out in the woods. And walks back in and opens the door, and the place, like, explodes. Like a fireball.
Wow.
So something had been leaking and must not have had enough. And then as soon as it got the oxygen, boom, blew him back right out of the thing. Okay.
Really?
I had to take him to the hospital. All right. Facial, whatever, whatever. But it wasn't like peeling skin type, but it was just, you know, flash burn of whatever. Okay. So his skin kind of, whatever, and it came back. We're all like, you look 10 years younger. He goes, I know, right?
Took that. Yeah.
And it did. It was like a peel or something. It's like, holy cow, you
yeah.
look good.
Kind of like a chemical peel or
yes.
something. Yeah.
And he's like, I know, right?
Well, that, there is some, like...
So you might, what I'm saying, what you right. come back when you're through the, molting the, or whatever.
Molting, jeez. Anyway, yeah, those massages, a lot of times they do that. They take off a layer of skin.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. So right. that's what I'm doing, you guys. I'm just trying to save some money.
Oh, it's wrong, Todd. It's wrong.
I don't know if it's necessarily working for you, Jim. That's the only thing I'm worried about.
Well, it's early here, Todd. Did you find that guy yet from that movie, The Assassin?
I can't. I don't know which
one
you're
talking
about.
Maybe that's not the name of it then,
okay,
though.
Okay, here it is. Just back to me. I'm going to win this. What are you putting up before I win?
For what?
For who Todd looks the most like. $20? $10? $5? Dinner?
What
lunch?
Do you owe me?
$50.
You owe me $50?
Yep.
$10.
$10.
Put $10 on this.
Okay.
What's the guy's name?
Christopher Maloney.
Oh, no. Well,
exactly. Twin brother.
But he's not, he doesn't have like the.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
No. I mean, no. That would be nice, but.
And that is CSI, isn't it?
No, it's.
On crying.
SVU.
SVU.
Come on.
Okay, I never seen Maloney mm-hmm. with a beard type thing before.
That's his style.
No,
now.
Not in the show. He's not. He's always clean shaven.
Okay, that's why
he's clean shaven on the head. Plus, he's got like a goatee. So
yeah,
like what do you got?
Just stubble.
A little bit of everything. No. Look up The Assassin. Did you look that up, Todd?
I did.
Okay,
why don't you have your intern do some stuff, Todd?
Yeah,
you're doing all that stuff. You get him just sitting there,
right, doing nothing. Okay,
trying to grow something on his chin.
The Assassin looks like it's more of an Asian film.
Yeah, no, that's not
the
one.
That's not the one.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
The Professional. The Professional.
What was that?
That's from 1994.
Okay.
Does that sound, it could
yeah,
be?
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
All right.
Natalie Portman?
Natalie Portman.
Okay.
Yep.
And who's the guy?
Who? What's the character's name?
The Assassin.
Leon?
Who? Yes, Leon.
Jean Reno?
Yes.
No.
Jean Reno.
Jean Reno?
It's actually Jean Reno. And then who is the bad guy? That his birthday was like yesterday or the day before, and I said he always plays bad guys.
Michael.
Nope.
Nope.
Gary somebody. Might have been Gary. Short name. Four letters.
Gary. Yeah,
Gary.
Yes, Gary. Your intern's trying to tell you. Just blurt it out, intern.
Todd, okay. I just text you the picture I want you to put up because I'm going to win this thing.
No, $10 to get right in this.
$10. Just, I can see if you got it.
Intern, would you please speak and just stop pointing?
Jeez, come on, intern.
Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman, thank
okay.
you.
All right, there.
Okay, well, not at all.
Gary,
I mean...
With The Professional? Put it up.
Well, I got to find a picture from The Professional, because this one, he's got long hair.
No,
and
forget that.
Yeah.
From The Professional.
Just wait. But Todd, don't lose my...
You guys are making me want to jump out of
Todd,
my skin this morning.
But Todd, did you get my picture?
Hey.
Did you get my picture?
What was your guy's name again?
I texted
Maloney.
To you. I texted to you
Maloney.
On your phone.
No. He was also, he played, what's her name's, the guy's sister who you were friends with here in town. You were in a movie with him.
Oh.
I mean, I wish I looked like Christopher Maloney, but there's no freaking way.
No, but the picture I
Julia
sent
Roberts,
you.
Julia the Roberts. Runaway Bride.
It's on your phone. It's exactly, it is your, what do they call it, doppelgangers or something? What's
doppelganger?
That called?
I never figured, two things I don't understand. So. Doppelgangers and gaslighting. What is gaslighting?
It's what's going on like every day in this country. And it's when you tell someone something and they start believing it. And it's like,
it's when you tell somebody something that's not true.
Right.
And then you try to make them feel bad for not believing what you're saying.
Okay. I do that 3 hours every day of my life.
I was going to say.
So that's why we haven't brought up gaslighting.
Okay.
But, let me see if I can pull up Christopher.
I invented
this is a process.
Okay, but just Todd, did you get my picture?
I did.
Okay, good. All right, then I'm moving on.
Does he look like him, Todd? Yes or no?
I don't think that
Thank
looks
you.
Like
Well, you
me.
Never think you look
Todd's
like...
Because Todd's the judge and jury on this.
No, you never think you look like somebody. Did you ever look at a picture and say, yeah, that looks just like me? People don't do
All
that.
All the time.
Yeah, okay, because who's the guy that's making it big again? George Clooney. Did you see what he made in that play?
He's in a play?
He's in a play. Good night and good luck.
Oh, Edward R. Murrow.
And that's who he plays.
Oh, wow.
And they said, why didn't you do this 20 years ago? He goes, because I couldn't have done it 20 years ago.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Edward R. Murrow. There was a movie
and they made,
with that, too.
That just opened, right? Like, last week?
I should have stayed in the theater.
6 million.
Who knows what I could have done?
Like 3 million. Anyway, he made a gazillion of his people are going to see that. And it's timely. And he thinks it's timely because of all what's going on. And yeah, that's who he plays. He smokes. He goes, God, I smoke a lot.
Oh, yeah. He used to smoke all during Edward R. Murrow during his
shows. Interviews, all that. And he had a better sense of humor than people can.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm seeing a little bit of it, Jim.
Thank you.
Look at the eyes.
That's a different picture than you sent.
Yeah.
But this one I can kind of see.
Me too. And that's pretty much what you got right now, hair and beard wise, or whisker wise.
But if you put up mine,
that's pretty close.
Mine's close too.
I didn't think yours was.
And that picture is pretty close. I'll be honest with you. The eyes are really, and you got the same shape head. You don't have that pear head.
I'm not gonna lie. You talking about my eyes is a little freaky.
Yeah, it's a little creepy.
I agree.
But that picture you have.
Did you hear what Milo said to Todd this morning?
Yeah.
He's talking about his eyes.
You got beautiful eyes. Todd. Anybody ever tell you, you got awesome eyes?
Something's going on with that Mino.
I swear to God.
He's not the same guy.
I ain't the Mino I used to know. Hey, today is Science Appreciation Day, which is a great, great day. I always wanted to be great in science, and I wasn't. I had science kits. I had, get it for Christmas, and you do whatever. And I was just, I could not get that. A person either has a certain thing, like we were talking with Spencer yesterday, and I didn't have it for science.
I don't think science is that innate like it is in music and art. I think science, it depends on the teacher.
Maybe.
Because if they make it fun, it is awesome. If they make it like a nun where it's all textbook, it is not fun. And I just couldn't get into it either.
I wish had the I was. Nuns. I had the nuns.
Both had the nuns.
Yeah.
So, no, science, it... You start teaching kids how these chemicals can do these things. It's like, wow, that's very cool.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I tried making my own napalm. Remember that? That didn't turn a lot because she'll show you the scars. Life is
just a one-night stand. You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
That's too bad.
Hey, welcome back. I got a text here. Good friend of ours has passed away. Rest in peace, Al Cunard from the Abbey Bar. Great guy. He will be missed. Alvin was outstanding. Great, great, great guy. Fun place. Place that you pretty much cut your teeth on with the Abbey, right?
It was 18 back in the day. To drink then.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that and good bartenders make the bar.
Well, he also had his family do it pretty much. Carrie and Kip. I think they grew up there. Oh, it was great. I used to love, I mean, the new Abbey's obviously really, I say new, 25 years.
Right. That place is new, right?
Yeah. But the old place, you want to talk about the old school neighborhood corner college town bar.
Oof, that was a college town bar. That and the Irish
was
pub.
It.
Well, the Irish pub.
I didn't know that one. Was that on?
That's right in the corner, too. That's on the corner of like Maine, right? When you drive over the bridge.
Yeah, that's on that street.
Yeah,
but the Abbey was behind it.
Yeah,
more
to the south,
towards St. Norbert.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
That was.
And we didn't
have
class on Wednesdays when I went to school.
How funny is it?
And so Tuesdays were like Fridays, and it was packed. And I mean,
oh, I know.
Well, like shoulder to shoulder.
The lady that works with Michael, or what works for, she runs these. Oh,
Lisa?
Yeah.
Yep.
She was waitress there at the old place when I was doing, on every Friday morning, me and Vinny would do our radio show there, Bloodies and Brats, I think it was for breakfast. And it that was full. Every Friday morning, that place was full. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was the waitress. How funny is that?
Yeah.
Talk about small world things.
But put a dent in them when they changed the drinking age to 21.
Yeah, I'll bet.
So.
Yeah, I'll bet.
But it was, yes, he had a lot of friends.
I know Chuck Cecil and some of the guys I was used to sneak over there in between practices, though. Down a couple.
From Norbert's?
Yeah.
It's right there.
You know another place that used to be really popular? In fact, it's in Instant Replay, Jerry Kramer's book. And I wish somebody would do something with it. It's just sitting there. The bowling alley right on the corner. You know where the roundabout is now? Downtown?
Just wait. I don't know where
you're at. Depere.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right before the bridge. Yeah. Bottom of the bridge. I can't think of the name of it. That bowling alley.
Yeah.
But that's where all the Packer players used to hang out in between practices. And it's just kind of sitting there, right? Doesn't that seem like really prime real estate on the river?
Yeah. I don't know about that, but that pizza place was extremely popular. Like two doors down from there, right on Main Street downtown.
Depere?
Yeah.
Which way? So, okay, so you're talking Main Street. Is that where Bosses is now? I always get mixed up. Which one's Main and which one's...
Yeah, Bosses is kind of behind the roundabout.
Okay, which one is the bridge? What road is that?
I would call that Main.
That's Main. Okay.
And if you go across Main heading east, that's what is that? That's Broadway.
Okay, that's Broadway. Yeah.
So on Broadway, there's a super famous...
pizza place?
Oh, my God. That guy was... He could sing.
What? Well, not Bilotti's.
Yeah.
Oh, Bilotti's. What,
yeah,
more
we
than
just
a,
got that text. Bilotti's. Century Lanes, place. Right?
Century Lanes, yes.
Okay.
Well, but Bilotti's was a good Italian restaurant.
Okay, but with that, what a pizza place. Pizza place. What? Bilotti's?
Well,
yes.
No, yeah, but I wouldn't look at... I would say, where do you want to get really good rigatoni? Bilotti's. Where do you want to get really good, you know, ravioli? Bilotti's.
Really, is that why they called it
Bilotti's Pizza?
That's why they called it Bilotti's Rigatoni?
They hung their hat more on their other stuff than their pizza.
Okay,
if you said a great pizza place downtown Green Bay years ago, I'd say Jake's.
No, it still is.
It's a pizza place.
Right.
That's a pizza place. Go to Jake's and try to order some lasagna.
What about Glass Nickel? A
little bit of everything.
Okay.
Because they got sandwiches.
Yeah, I know they do.
Okay.
But I'm saying it's a pizza place that, so Bilotti's was a pizza place, but they diversified their menu, stayed with the Italian flavors. But anyway, Bilotti's Pizza was extremely famous, and that guy could sing, right? Whatever's
Dino.
Dino. Wow, you did. I never saw you there, but.
Yeah. I knew the Bilotti's. That was a great place, though. That was a super place.
Depere's
but Century Lanes is empty, right? Just sitting there?
John, I've never been.
Yeah, you're not a Depere guy.
I'm not a Depere guy, and I'm not a bowler, so. Okay. I don't know.
All right. We're going to get Depere guy.
Yeah.
Depere people.
There.
I want to own Century Lanes. I want to reopen it.
What did I hear about bowling?
So we just got a text in from Patty who says, I think they're taking that building down, John, in Depere. The Mulvis Center purchased it.
Oh, no kidding. Well, that ends that discussion in a hurry. Okay.
Hey, I was thinking about you. I was reading an article this morning. There's a guy who, you guys read about this over in England? He came across some artifacts in the ground 2,000 years old.
Yeah.
Like chariots.
Why do you think I metal detect?
And that's, you know, that was my point. He found it.
Metal detecting.
Can you believe that?
Yes.
2,000 years. And they're like not telling anybody because they're worried about the thieves coming.
He actually,
I wonder if it's like that lady that discovered that dinosaur Sue, if that's his stuff. Because he was with a metal detector, and he found these chariots that...
Yeah.
2,000... I mean, how valuable is that?
He texted me. We're on a pipeline thing with all the different metal detectors around the world. He says, Mino, what are you doing? So what do you mean? What am I doing?
You should have gone, because that guy's going to be super wealthy if he lays claim... If he gets it. I don't know how they work over
there. Isn't it kind of like if you find a pirate's chest in the ocean, whatever country owns the water rights, I think, it belongs to them. I don't think you're allowed to keep any of that stuff anymore.
Then the guy shouldn't have said anything.
I know. I wouldn't have. I would have sold it someplace.
I just think, man, that's...
I mean, my conscience would have killed me, but still.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, okay, I hope
don't
you...
I think it would have. What do I want with this junk?
If I had one.
But anyway, I know you're going to... That's your thing, and I hope you come across something like that.
Me someday. Too.
Of course, you won't find it on this...
Found some cool nails.
Yeah, wow. That's great.
I've never found anything good yet.
Nothing at all.
No, huh? But get this. Oh my gosh, I shouldn't even talk about this.
You got
now you have to.
A minute and a half, yeah.
Keep this amongst yourselves.
All right.
Okay, yeah.
Yep.
So up in my hometown, okay, between my hometown and the other hometown where I was born, the Packers played one of their very first games. The Green Bay Packers played one of their very first games up there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The place is abandoned where it was. I'm going to find it. I got some maps. I'm working on something. I'm going to go there with a metal detector. From that game from 1919, you tell me coins didn't fall out of people's pockets. Somebody dropped their pocket knife, a watch, their wedding rings. There could be stuff there galore. Car keys, all kinds of stuff.
Jim, the look on your face is how I'm feeling right now.
Why?
Because they wore nothing in metal. Nothing. There's no metal on any of their...
They carried coins. They had silver dollars. You know what a silver dollar from 1919 would be worth right now?
I don't know.
More than $1.
$1.10.
But something. Yeah. A lot. I bet it'd be worth $50.
Okay, look, I don't know. Okay.
Scoff, Jim, but when
you talk about this metal detecting, I'd like you to find something valuable so we could bring some value to the show. Yeah, okay. All right.
Wow.
Why don't you go for non-metal? Like the dinosaur. Didn't she get $3 million for that?
How do you detect a bone in the ground?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Find me a bone detector,
radar,
please.
Radar.
Aha.
Radar. Sonar.
I'm trying to build some. Hey, today is good hair day. I like that. Back of this.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. In February, the League of Women Voters sent a letter to Congress asking the legislative body to stand up to unconstitutional actions being taken in the executive branch. Local chapters are now following suit and asking voters to do the same. The League of Women Voters of Appleton Fox Cities and the League of Women Voters of Winnebago County came together to encourage all Fox Valley voters to contact their federal legislators about what they see as a crisis for our democracy. Linda Biella, president of the Appleton Fox Cities chapter.
We demand that our congressional representatives, Democrats, Republicans, and independents, honor their oaths and protect us, their constituents, from this breathtaking power grab by the executive branch of the government.
The LWV feels that the attempt to end birthright citizenship in the United States, the firing of 17 inspectors general without giving Congress the required 30-day notice, the ongoing effort to dismantle federal agencies such as the U.S. Department of Education, allowing private citizens who have not been elected or subjected to senatorial approval access to private sensitive data of the American people, and the attempt to reduce the federal workforce without providing employees due process are all unconstitutional actions taken by the executive branch. With all eyes on the state Supreme Court race, the Wisconsin Elections Commission has announced that nearly 200,000 ballots have already been returned as of Friday. The nonpartisan race between liberal-backed Judge Susan Crawford and conservative-backed Judge Brad Schimel has garnered national attention and quickly became the most expensive Supreme Court race in the state's history. Officials say that in the Supreme Court race 2 years ago, at this point in the election, fewer than 32,000 early voting ballots have been returned. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
All right, don't forget, coming up at 7 o'clock, we've got another keyword for you. The Break in the Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway or Milwaukee Brewer Club level tickets or $100 cash, and also go into the grand prize drawing, a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo, including mattress, sheets, and more. That is coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. How can you play? Download the Civic Media app right now and choose your station, WGBW or WISS. Then get set to Text to Win. That's coming up at 7 o'clock with Mino and the mayor once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
How did our people do yesterday? Remember, we pleaded with them
not
to come
bad
out and make some texts.
Okay. Better than the last round, but we have to stay strong this week.
Come on, people. Help us out. Come on. We're going to give you all a prize package if you come through for us.
I don't know
if I can do that.
I don't think
Okay, forget that.
It's a great prize package.
Jim and John will buy you breakfast or something, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
We have to get over back to that breakfast place. Why are we going there? Oh, for chicken and waffles.
Yeah.
Where are we going?
To Delilah's.
Delilah's.
That's right. I couldn't remember who had it.
Well, whoever Yeah, let's.
I'm
make
still fascinated by
prize.
That. You, so you're making breakfast, you're making waffles, and you're frying chicken at the same time.
But you can have it for dinner too. Like it's a dinner meal. It's not just for breakfast. But.
You know, I had a cousin live right next door to me. Lived at my Nona.
Cheeseburger
my
for breakfast too.
Pancakes he'd have for dinner. Because he's the one kid. You know, we had seven kids, so you ate the meatloaf and you shut up, okay? And he was, you know, single child.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
And he, if he wanted pancakes for supper. He got pancakes for supper.
Yeah, no. And how's he doing now, John?
Today is spinach day. Boy, the more I read about spinach, the more it's like, that's like, I mean, we used to laugh about Popeye.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Where do you see spinach day?
Yeah, I don't.
Between Good Hair Day and Manatee Day.
Oh, you're right. My goodness, I didn't see that.
Oh, have you had manatee lately?
You better not have.
No, I think that's edible.
Johnny juice.
Do they eat manatees? I thought
they
were protected.
No, they're protected. Those poor things.
Jim, what are you telling me about your cruise?
I don't. Are you sure?
We're having baked manatee for lunch today.
Are you sure you can't eat those?
You cannot eat a manatee.
They're protected by federal laws.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Prohibit harassing, hunting, capturing, or killing them.
Yes.
So I'm guessing you cannot.
Because they're really easy to kill. I mean, they're just these big,
docile,
lazy things.
Right. Yeah.
What?
They are. They are.
What? What?
I just thought maybe you were describing everybody in the room. Just right.
They don't do a lot.
Yeah.
Lounge around.
Eat half a pie.
Yeah.
How was that?
The guy's
great. It's not bad.
The guy's a manatee. Yeah. Right.
American Red Cross Giving Day.
You know what? I'm glad they're protected.
Yeah.
Because you feel sorry for them.
Yeah, they're defenseless.
Well, that, but they're also like, they don't seem like they're real smart. When you look at them,
they're not.
So they would like walk right into a trap.
Absolutely. Not even a question.
Good. I'm glad they're protected.
Yeah. You know, I always, I don't know why. I've got a weird fascination with rattlesnakes.
Yeah.
Okay. I just do science projects on them as a kid. I used to, whatever. I've hunted them, the whole thing. So I keep watching these videos of these guys. And I had my buddy on, you know, who lives in Scottsdale, Scottsdale.
Yeah, we had him on here.
Right,
yeah.
Where they went to classes because you will get in such trouble if you kill a rattlesnake in Arizona. You can't believe it. And it's like, I don't think anything that can kill you, okay, with no conscience, should be protected. Am I right?
I wonder if the judge would listen to self-defense like in that. I don't know.
I would think they would have to, right?
I would never come close to a rattlesnake, so I'm not talking to the wrong guy.
Would, but I mean, unless you're, but you're out hiking, and all of a sudden behind that rock,
I'd shoot it.
And you got your kids with you, and that thing's got his fangs out and his tongue's out, and he's ready to strike. And you got your gun with you. Why would you not blow his head off?
Well, okay, but you came around the corner. Some guy scared you. Can't blow his head off.
Today at Jersey Mike's, 100% of sales going to Special Olympics.
All right, that's serious.
100%, Chris.
All right, you guys got to go get your subs there. You get lunch. They have great food there. Jersey Mike's on Oneida Street. Is there two locations in Green Bay or just one?
That's the only one I know.
Yeah. 100%. That's right. Like everything. A lot of times it's 10%, 20%. They are giving 100% to Special Olympics.
That's
We've had them on here too, Special Olympics. So
they're great people.
Wow, that's quite the promo.
Got another text here. Remember the old Abbey Bar in the summer during Packer camp? Dave Roller with two pitchers of beer in front of him. Dave Roller, big old country defensive tackle for the Packers. One of those from like Tennessee or Kentucky. One of the old school kind of guys.
Yeah.
You know, not a weightlifter, fat, heavy, but that's the way those guys used to be.
Two pitchers of beer.
Absolutely. At Century Lanes, if you look through the window of the front door, the wall on the left is full of Packer signatures. I've heard that. I've never seen it.
Wow.
I'd love to get that wall. Todd, have the intern call the Malvas for me.
Yep.
And tell them John Mino wants that wall.
Got it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of which, so I was with Mary Jane Herber yesterday at the Brown County Library.
Oh, yeah.
And just talk about some things they've got coming up and everything. But she showed me something that's really cool. So there used to be a building. Okay, you know where? Okay, it's basically where the Neville Public Museum is right now. Okay?
Blackstone, right?
And the Blackstone building. You know of it?
Oh, sure. That was there before they tore that down, right?
Before it
they
burnt down.
Oh, that's right. You know what? I knew
1963. It burnt down.
Okay.
But it was like this building, then it was added on. It said it was just ugly, okay, with all the add-ons and just whatever, okay? Mm-hmm. So one, a very prominent guy in Green Bay, I wouldn't even say his name on the thing here, was so, a big wheel in Green Bay, was so mad about it. He got this huge billboard built right in front of it. So if you're coming over there, because that was right on 141 at the time, you drove right past it. It's like, and that was the Welcome to Green Bay. And it was ugly, ugly. He built this unbelievably massive, really cool billboard with a picture of like Bart Starr. Well, it wasn't Bart, but a quarterback ready to throw the ball. Welcome to Title Town, Green Bay. You know, this whole thing. And then the place burnt down. That burnt down with it. They're recreating that for the draft.
Well, that's cool.
Yes.
Now that's cool.
Yes.
I didn't hear that.
Yes. So we'll get Mary Jane on to talk about that. It's good. That's going to look so cool.
I bet I know who the guy was.
Too. I bet we'll you. Give me your pen. All right.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, you write down who you think it was.
As I was telling you yesterday, or this morning, I guess, before we got on, things in the draft are heating up a little bit. I'm feeling it. You know, there's a couple things I got invited to.
I agree.
They called, and so that's going to be.
And by the way, I'm going to throw out something else. We're talking about an event we're going to be doing. Let me write it down.
And now more inside information. Yeah.
Really, we should be passing notes back and forth. Okay.
Like class.
Wynn's Bar next to the Blackstone. I don't remember. You remember Wynn's, Johnny?
No.
Oh.
Yes. Wynn's Bar. I don't remember Wynn's Bar.
No.
Happy birthday to Kenny Chesney, 57. Big fan. I like Kenny Chesney.
Absolutely.
Seems like a good guy.
He likes
us coming
too.
To Green Bay.
Yeah, yep. Enough.
Jennifer Gray is 65.
Remember her?
Most famous for getting work done on her nose, and it ruined her career.
Dirty Dancing, right?
Oh, my God. Absolutely. She never should have gotten her nose
fixed.
No,
she was pretty the way she was.
Two people, and that's why I've not done a lot of work on my face
yet. Yeah, because you don't want to lose that youthful glow.
I'm gonna have an explosion happen in my face. It'll be like my dad, where it's just like a nice peel.
Just be honest. That's why you stuck with radio.
But anyway, two people that ruined their careers by just doing something that they thought was going to help them. Jennifer Grey, when she got her nose fixed.
Yep.
And Carrie Russell, when she cut off all her curly hair.
I don't remember that.
Carrie Russell. Don't you remember Carrie Russell? Was it Carrie Russell? Teresa Russell. Carrie Russell. One of the Russells.
One of the Russell girls.
Anybody help me out on this? And she was in this really popular show.
Nobody's, you know, there's really three popular people in show. There. Nobody's heard of her.
She was in this unbelievably popular show. And her hair was really famous. And it took her like 20 years to grow it. And one day she decided I want a new cut. And she looked like you coming out, Todd. Just buzz cut. I mean,
why would she do that?
And it ruined
was
her career.
Was it a charity thing? Like, why did
I don't
she do
know.
That?
Maybe. But
Jennifer Grey, I was just going to say, like, one of the best movies that she was in was Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Remember her?
She was the principal's office?
She was at the police station.
With
Charlie Sheen.
With Charlie Sheen. Wow.
That's a great movie.
Oh, phenomenal. Why Wayne Newton today?
Because remember, they were out in Chicago, and there was a parade,
right!
And he was singing Dr. Shane.
The St. Patrick's Day
yes.
Parade!
Yeah, whatever it was.
I do. That's funny. Wow. Okay. That's cool.
Nice. Yeah. Marcus Allen is 65. You know, I thought I saw him with Nicole Brown Simpson one time. Mm-hmm. True story. What?
I. Okay.
So Packers played in Kansas City when Marcus Allen was playing for the Chiefs. I'm going to say this is about 94, 95, a Monday night game. And I was down there and Marcus Allen comes walking out afterwards with this stunning blonde lady in this big fur coat. And I remember asking Ron, and Joe Montana was there, because that's when Joe Montana was playing. I go, oh, my God, is that Nicole Simpson? Is that, you know, OJ? And he said, no, it's not.
Oh.
So, you know, yeah. But I thought that would have been kind of cool, too. Wouldn't it?
So I kind of looked that up, and they say the rumors are probably true on that.
Well, about Marcus and Nicole?
Mm-hmm. In fact, first thing that comes up, is why didn't O.J. Simpson murder Marcus Allen?
Yeah. Exactly. Also, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I think by the time that game was played, she was already deceased.
Gone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Is that? Wow.
I think so. This one had been 93. Yeah. When was O.J. thing? 94? I think 94. I think.
Let me think.
Today is also Martin Short, 75, who got hit. Did he get his start with SCTV, too?
Yes.
Oh, man. Yep. Bring that back. That was some of the greatest.
Yeah.
Gay Caballero, the station manager. Yeah. Remember him?
Yeah.
Who pretended he had to be in a wheelchair, and he really did.
Right.
Vicki Lawrence. I used to love Vicki Lawrence. I learned how to drive a stick shift listening to The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia in the spring of 1973. Like right now in 1973, I was learning how to drive the Karmann Ghia four-speed, and Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia was the number one hit.
Intern, do you know what TMI means?
He does know. Too much information?
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Steven Tyler, 77 years old. Is he still?
He's still around.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's her name is his daughter?
Which one?
Minka Kelly. Isn't she?
I don't know.
You don't know Minka Kelly from Friday Night Lights?
I don't think so.
And her mom was a stripper? And Steven Tyler was the yada, yada, yada?
I can't keep up this morning, you guys.
Either.
I cannot keep up this morning.
That's the last time I'm ever going to say you don't do show prep. Oh, my God. I haven't said a word today. Okay, tell us about Diana Ross. Who's she sleeping with?
Never heard of her. Do you know that she started out as a receptionist at Motown? At the
Did
records?
She really?
With Gordon Berry, she started as a receptionist.
The problem with Mino is you can never really check on
everything
he says.
I know, that's right.
He says
stuff. It's like, you know, yeah, you just, okay.
A lot of the stuff I make up is true. Back up.
Thank you for all the joy and pain. Picture show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Wednesday on 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app, along with 1590 and 1100 on the AM dial. Forecast today, partly cloudy, high of 46. Did I hear maybe some rain?
Not today, I don't believe.
Oh, not today. Nope. Okay. All right. We got a big show for you. Ben and Deanna Malcor coming up. Moving with the Malcors. Janelle Fisher, headlines with the Press Times, along with Mark Gimos, Ash Wabanon Band, talking about their trip to New York City for the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Terry Barr, a little slice of Wisconsin coming up. But right now, we got a local athlete, Cy Maldonado, a local welterweight. No, not welterweight. Lightweight?
Lightweight.
132?
Yeah. 132, yeah.
What did you weigh when you wrestled?
Oh, 103. No, okay. 98. Then it goes up.
What?
A couple.
You were 103?
98. You start, and then it goes up with, you know, it goes up January 1st.
Yeah.
I think December 1st.
They've changed it a bunch.
I know
now, though, versus those days. Yeah.
But, yeah, I look like this guy.
Yeah.
You were at the gym this morning.
Yeah. I woke up at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, I didn't see you there, man.
Went to the east side.
He was on the east side. Why?
Oh, east side. Why?
Ah,
okay.
Okay.
All right.
Let's get that one mixed up.
You get there at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Now, is it true that boxers don't do a lot with weights?
No, I don't. Well, I personally don't. I know some boxers, like heavyweights, they do, but...
But not heavy weight.
No, I do lightweights. So I do just 20-pound dumbbells.
Those are heavy.
Yeah, just...
Actually, they are.
Maintain yourself. Okay. You know, I do like little reps, but mostly like push-ups, calisthenics.
Yeah. They don't do the heavy weight because they figure it slows them down, right?
Yeah, it's too much weight on you.
Do you have a professional trainer?
Well, I got a coach down in Milwaukee that his son's professional.
Oh.
But my trainer is my dad from here.
Well, that's cool.
Oh, that's cool.
This is a neat story. Cy Maldonado, local boxer, Golden Gloves, getting set for the Golden Gloves. Tell us a little bit about your history, your background.
Right.
And it's great that you're doing that because boxing used to be really popular around Green Bay. Yeah. And the Oneida Soaring Eagles Club was real big. Neopit had a team. It was really a big event here.
Even
in
here
Green
at
Bay.
The
Riverside Ballroom.
Yeah.
It was huge.
Yeah, no, there's some fights Saturday at Riverside.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, professional fights and pro-am.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
This Saturday, they invited me to fight, but so they do amateur fights first.
Right.
Then they do the pros, right. But they couldn't find me an opponent in time. So.
Oh, that happens.
Scared them away.
You're looking at him right there. You guys in the ring.
No way.
Jim and John.
Looking behind me here. See who he's pointing at there. Yeah. So tell me about the sport of boxing. Obviously, MMA and everything has kind of taken the limelight from boxing. I'm still a huge boxing fan. You just can't find it very often anymore, right?
Yeah. I feel like it's just the hype, the new generations, all that is like fading away. But boxing, I feel like it's the best sport you can be in, better than MMA.
I agree.
Anything. Yeah.
Well, why though? Why do you think it's the best sport? Because you're in it, or is there?
Nah, I just feel like boxing is more discipline. It's more. Probably because I'm a boxer, but I feel like boxing is way tougher. And people say MMA could be tougher because of the kicks and elbows, but remember. They can kick you. You get knocked out one time. Boxing is 12 whole rounds of you getting punched on in the head, everything.
The thing I don't like about MMA, and I watch it sometimes. There's no question. I mean, it's always there and everything like that. But I don't like it that it's a sport where when you got the guy down, you can just pound his face into mush before they stop it. Whereas in boxing, you know, it's a little bit more technical. It's a lot more technical in that way. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Way more technical. But it might look like it don't hurt, but then punches that you just get in on the head, like even the little jab, over time it hurts. Over time it gets to you,
I'm going to ask you about that later on the consistent. But tell me, Johnny asked you earlier, tell me about you. Like, and how did you get into boxing? There's just not a lot of kids in high school that box.
I started when I was 3 years old. So, my dad, my stepdad, he's the one that raised me, so I call him my dad.
Sure.
He was always into boxing, so we started training, me and my brother, in the garage, in the old apartment. We just had a garage, just us three training. My first fight was at 9 years old. I won. I got like 55 fights right now.
You had a sanctioned fight at 9 years old?
Yeah, 9 years old.
Was that at Bay Beach?
Nah, it was a real like match. It's like.
But they had
the pavilion thing you mentioned?
Yeah, that was a long time ago, 25 years ago. But they had something. Okay.
No, all my fights are mostly in Chicago, Milwaukee, Madison.
The fight scene around here is kind of dried up.
That's
too bad.
So, 9 years old was your first. Sanctioned fight.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming you won.
Yeah, I won.
And were you kind of like a little bit of a bully, or were you just like a chick magnet? How does that work as boxing?
I always been like calm. Like I never look for problems. Like people were always like when I was little, you a boxer, and they'll try to like pick a fight.
Egg you on?
Yeah, and I never like got into it. I always been humbled, stay cool. Like, you know, I don't gotta show myself out. Like, you know, I know what I can do.
Well, people don't realize though in boxing how every move you make is like an important move. It's almost like ballroom dancing or something where, you know, when you watch Dancing with the Stars, when you've got a good trainer, and the guy that I used to kind of work with just to get in shape was Louis Asconet from Oneida, Soaring Eagles boxing team. Yeah. And everything you did was wrong. I mean, one step, you know what I mean? You take the wrong step, balance. It's so much more technical than you'd ever imagine just watching it.
I think that's what you were saying about, that's why you prefer that over that MMA, because it is more strategic or technical.
No, my dad always been like, I throw a jab and he's like, you can do it better. It's good, but perfect. He wants it perfect, footwork perfect, everything perfect.
So. How'd your brother like being your...
Oh, my brother, he's a professional right now. Oh. He's 2-0. He just fought.
All right, we're going to start a quick break. Hold that thought, Si. Si Maldonado, local boxer.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.